understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Sheeman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
Here we go, everybody. Getting you ready for the weekend. Yeah. Yeah. Sheeman and Shepherd.
Why doesn't Jay-Z get paid?
99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Got a text here from Cowboy Cliff. He says, I'm a varsity football coach. Nothing gets the blood pumping on the way to every away game like some Miley Cyrus as I pull into a high school parking lot on Friday evening. And good luck to you, yeah. Cowboy Cliff. Get the W tonight.
Go get him. By the way, if you're out there right now, it is coming down.
We're getting crushed here in Estero. Two of our stations in the building are off the air. We are welcome. Not.
If you're waiting to hear, what's that new song I like that B plays?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what, I like it. I like Circles.
By Post Malone?
Post Malone. Yeah, I love his voice.
Post Malone's great.
Yeah.
I'm even a fan of Post Malone.
Everybody's a fan of Post Malone.
I love Post Malone.
Not bad, huh?
Good artist.
Yeah. All right.
Colleagues across the hall. I said to come in here.
You can still do the streaming show over there.
Yeah, it's why not? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're off the air, but we're not. Thankfully, we're good.
What good is 100,000 watts when it's down?
Yeah.
not that good. I'd take 50.
We're 50 and strong and good. Our tower's nowhere near here, so that's good.
Fort Myers Beach.
But man, is it coming down right now.
Yeah.
At least certain parts of Southwest.
It'd be great.
Sure as hell here in the stereo of Fort Myers. Be careful.
Be great if it cleared up by, say, 6 o'clock when the Craig man gets on the road. Don't want any hiccups.
Do you have an umbrella?
Yeah, but it's in my car.
That's not good.
Or maybe it's not in my car.
Not efficient.
I didn't have it parked too far from the door. Get the intern to warm up my car and get the umbrella handy to escort me to the car.
Hang on. What planet is this? How long have I been out? What intern are you talking about?
I got interns taking care of me, man.
Nice text, Snooty Pooch. Him and his kid listening to Miley with their hands up.
Yeah!
Nice text,
Snooty
right
Pooch
there.
And son of Snooty Pooch.
Oh, he's got the video.
Yeah, that's good. That's cool. Look, guys, I know there are some of you that don't like it, but it's here to stay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you won me over with it.
It's here to stay.
It gets you feeling. That's a great video, by the way, Snooty Pooch. Thank you for sharing that. All right. So, big show so far.
It's fun. Much
at our pigskin pick segment. We're good. We're ready for the weekend. Still waiting to see if Nick Saban will be on the sideline for Bama with the I don't want to say fake COVID test, but man, he seems to be recovering quickly.
Two tests away.
You got two entertaining college football games. One starts at both of them are on ESPN, 6 and 9:30. And I'm telling you, SMU Tulane and BYU Houston. Mm. You love overs. You love points.
Yeah.
Love the Cougars in that matchup. Love the Cougars.
What was the
which
point?
Cougars?
No, I love the Cougars in that game.
Houston's only down to three.
I like Houston.
That game last night. What do we have? 111. What was it?
That was
Arkansas State and Georgia State.
Yeah, 111 points. I think it was.
Yep. That was absolutely insane. 59-52 Arkansas State.
You know what? That's my lock of the year. Cougars win tonight. Cougars win.
Thank you.
Which one?
Take them on the money line.
Is that any different than Pete's
just take them on the money line.
8 games of the year that he had in one day? That was ridiculous.
No, it was only 5.
All right. In a moment, we're going to do the rundown. Pete's got a college football quiz for us. And then we think Harry Carey will be checking in around 5:30. So that'd be 2 appearances for Harry this week. Unless he's mourning the loss of the Bills on Tuesday. We'll see if he's bounced back from that. Time now for a SportsCenter rundown to get you kicked off and into the weekend. Here's Chris.
All right. Nick Saban has tested negative for the coronavirus. 2 more negative tests, which it took one today. He'll take another tomorrow. If both come back negative, he could be on the sideline Saturday when the Tide take on Georgia. Tonight, the Rays and Braves can punch their tickets to the World Series with wins. Rays and Astros play at 6 on TBS, and the Braves and Dodgers play at 9. On FS1. Vikings running back Dalvin Cook out for Sunday's game against the Falcons, and the Patriots had to cancel practice today due to a positive COVID-19 test.
But that game is still on.
Still it on. Is still on. Yep. They have told the Broncos to plan on playing the game Sunday at Gillette.
Yep. By the way, the West Virginia-Kansas line at Westgate Superbook moved from minus 23 to 21.5 today after Les Miles announced he wasn't making the trip.
So it went the other way?
So it went, yeah.
It's more valuable when Les is not there?
I guess.
So Nick Saban is worth 2.5 points to his team. Les Miles is worth 2.5 points to the other team.
The other team, right.
That's bad.
Exactly. Well, you know, all Les's games go down to the wire. At least when he was at LSU.
Yeah, they don't at Kansas.
Not at Kansas.
No. I mean, Coastal Carolina blew him out.
Yeah. All right, let's do this. I see young Sean, Giants fan, another one of his sad predictions coming up. I thought I saw a text from Sean earlier this week that maybe there was an update on his romantic life, which I would be more interested in.
I didn't see that text.
Yeah, Sean, Sean, what's going on in your life, man? What's going on?
Happy Friday, fellas.
Happy Friday.
So the update in my personal life is I'm actually currently talking to someone so far. It's actually going pretty well.
What does that mean?
So you're just talking. Okay.
It's going, so we'll see what happens.
Where did you meet her?
I've actually known her for 2 years now. She's been a good friend of mine for a while now. She's living up in Philadelphia right now, but she's coming back to Florida soon. So
okay.
Okay, move out of the friend zone.
She's going to take a trip back down here, and then she's going to see if she can try to move back down here because she doesn't want to be in Philadelphia anymore.
Sean, that's a very difficult move that you're trying to pull off right now. Friend zone to more than friend zone.
It's working so far.
All right, good.
If
those relationships happen, they tend to last because you got a foundation.
There's a base there. Yeah, you can build off something.
Is she an Eagles fan?
Just got to keep the hope, you know? That's all I got to keep at this point. But it seems like everything's going the right direction so far.
Is she an Eagles fan?
No. She doesn't watch football much, so.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'll worry about her being an Eagles fan.
When will she be coming down here?
Not sure yet. She's hoping probably either December, I want to say, maybe.
She's going to crash at your crib?
Maybe, I'm not.
This sounds vague.
She's going to crash at your crib?
No, I got no room in my house. My house is full.
Yeah.
What?
So his parents live there.
I got my whole family at my house.
Yeah. He can't. This is not. Yeah.
Kick him out.
I don't make enough money to get an apartment.
Yeah.
Tell your parents to go away for the weekend.
Yeah, okay, that's never
going to
work.
Chris will set you up. Where do they want to stay?
Have your parents go and then watch the movie Risky Business and maybe some good ideas there.
They'll embarrass me. That's what they
want to do. All right. All right, Sean, before you go, what are the Giants going to do this weekend?
I think we're actually honestly going to pull out the win against the Washington football team, not just because they can't decide who's going to be their starting quarterback this week. I know they have Kyle Allen as a starter, but we'll see how long that lasts.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might get your first win this week. You might get your first win.
I honestly think the Giants might do it. They definitely progressed. This week. We did well against the Cowboys. Those two penalties I still wasn't too happy about. I took two of our touchdowns off the board. I'm still not happy with that.
Yes.
Yep.
But
yes.
We improved offensively and defensively. I mean, we did well. We scored 34 points. We kept it in close to the Cowboys. We didn't let them blow us out. So the Joe Judge has improved the Giants from what we were last year.
Yeah.
So I'm looking. We got two division games, and then we had the Bucks the third weekend. So I think you might be able to see the Giants go on a 3-win streak here at least.
All right. That's a bold prediction, Sean. All right. Good luck with the girl. If you ever need us to call her for you, we will.
Yeah, you just let me know.
I got to read this from Chicken Salad. Came in a few minutes ago. He says on the text line, "My wife called me right at 5, so unfortunately I miss Miley. Weekend starting off on the wrong foot already." Yeah. Where are we in our lives where we're pissed that our wives are calling us at 5 o'clock on a Friday, probably with a grocery list on his way home or something like that, and he misses out on Miley Cyrus?
Catholic Farter actually texted in, said he was streaming us in the grocery store loud for everybody here, apparently, and Miley came on.
That is fantastic. And Harry Carey has checked in and confirmed for 5:30. He'll be calling in. Says he's going to be pretty close to the studio at the time. You know, Harry Carey, when this all COVID is over, since we're on your way home, we'll even have you in the studio. But not yet. Not until COVID is done.
A lot of support for Sean out there.
Yeah.
Mostly.
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 Anything worth reading on the air?
We need Sean to come to the next texter party.
Sean was at the last texter party. Yeah, him and Otis down a cheeseburger together.
He and Otis are like best buds.
They're friends.
Yeah, Opie, being a mean Cowboy fan, says typical Giants fan, calls into a radio show, lies about having a girlfriend. Oh, she's up north. Surprised she wasn't in Canada. Does she really exist? I think not. Kid still lives at home with his parents. Well, come on.
He's a kid. There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
All right, here is George in the Cape. He's got a lock for you here tonight. George, how are you?
What's up, George?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Fantastic.
What's up with you?
Not too much. Just got rained out in the last three holes on our way back from Veranda. Had a nice round out there today.
Oh, nice.
The lightning horns went off. But listen, I had to call and top that Georgia State lock last night.
Okay.
Yeah, that's our bad.
Your bad.
BYU all the way tonight with that massive line of theirs.
Yeah. Yeah, we had Gabe Morenci, our expert on last hour, said Houston, the home dog.
I like it.
It's a tough call here, but, man,
the money
is gone. That line went from 5. It's now down to 3.5 and even 3. The public, George, is not that this is always the right move, but, man, that number, it's all about the Houston Cougars. That number jumped down a 1.5 in the last 24 hours.
But I'm telling you, flip it on tonight, get a big bowl of pasta, and watch that offensive line. It's just monstrous.
All right, George, we'll do. Skyline texting in, he said, Sean, meet with me at the Florida Gulf Coast Career Services Center, and we can get you a job so you can get your own place.
Look at that, people helping people. It's a beautiful thing.
That's what this show is all about.
It's people helping people.
It's the Sheeman and Shepherd Networking Service.
Big Quinn with a very mean tweet. Hey, Craig and Pete, they are having a sale on watermelons and cantaloupe at Publix. You should go get some for your fishing trip. It's pre-sliced. You don't have to cut it. Happy fishing. Yeah, well, that was my thing. Captain Deb, I would have bought a nice bowl of Publix mixed fruit.
That's right. I got to pull that clip so she can play that tomorrow if she wants.
It's a long clip.
It's like 4 minutes.
Just made her day easier.
We can play it off the podcast.
Right? Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Chad and Marco, we're trying to get a texture party worked out.
There's this thing called COVID.
Yeah, we're in the process.
Things are happening.
Yeah, yeah.
Things are happening.
There's a planning phase, and that's where we're at.
There's also a quarantine phase. There's this COVID thing going on.
Jake from State Farm has a grocery list that's looks about 5 feet long.
Yes.
Good God.
Oh. My goodness.
All right.
You want to do my quiz before?
Yes. You have a college football quiz. Let's do it. Of course, Chris has got to get it dialed up. I didn't give him a heads up. I thought
really nice.
There we go.
Is a quiz.
All right, boys, we're currently experiencing a surge in offensive output, in case you haven't noticed, for the first few weeks of the 2020 season. It's college football, by the way.
Yes.
We've seen some record-setting passing performances, particularly in the SEC. For today's quiz, can you name the quarterback that leads each FBS conference currently playing football? That's the ACC, Big 12, SEC, AAC, Conference USA, and Sun Belt in passing yards. Go.
Are we naming teams or quarterbacks?
Quarterbacks.
Be a lot easier for the teams.
Who's leading the quarterback? Who's leading passer in the SEC?
Yeah. Yep.
That's what you're asking.
Yes.
Yeah. Who's got Ole Miss?
Well, is Corral or Matt Jones? Mac Jones,
What's your guess?
I'm going to go Jones from Alabama.
I'm going to go who's the Mississippi State guy that got 600
KJ
yards
Costello.
His first
game. You are correct, Craig.
Okay, yeah.
1,168 yards, only 2 points last week.
Right,
but yes,
right.
For now, that big first game really put him over the top, so yes.
Three times more interceptions for the Bulldogs last weekend than points.
Yep.
Yep. That's six picks.
Wow.
Yep.
Not a pick six.
No,
six picks. It's hard to say.
Yeah, so let's go. Let's do the Power Fives first. How about the Big 12?
Leading passer.
Sam Ellinger.
Greg?
Who's the QB at Oklahoma State?
No, Sam Ellinger. It is.
Right.
Texas. 1,211 yards.
Wow.
ACC.
Who's slinging it for Mac Brown these
days?
Sam
Howell.
Greg?
Sam Howell.
Wrong. Kenny Pickett, Pittsburgh. 1,389.
Really?
Yeah.
You could have given me 14 guesses, and I wouldn't have.
And they got the Canes this weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be a close game. That'll be a close game.
Oh, this one's going
to
be close.
No, the Canes are going to blow them out.
I hope you're right, Chris. I'd love to see it, but. Okay. Anyway, all right. How about the Conference USA?
I don't have a clue.
I'll settle for a team.
You know what? They seem to be the answer to everything. North Texas.
Greg?
Well, those were defensive stats last
week. Oh, I know, but we talk about them a lot.
All right, yeah, let's go unanimous with the Mean Green.
Wrong. Right. Southern Miss and Jack Abraham, 1,112 yards.
We could have done a four-hour show. I never
Jack.
All right, let's go with the AAC.
Memphis.
No.
No? They score like 40 points a game.
Shane Buechele at SMU.
Yeah, and he's playing in about half an hour.
Come on, Craig. He's a Texas transfer.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got benched for Ellinger.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
And he's going to light up Tulane tonight.
I think so.
Oh, that should be a high-scoring game. And finally, from the Sun Belt, the mighty Sun Belt.
Arkansas State's quarterback who played last night, because I think he's got a game in hand over Louisiana. No, they played two nights ago.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Greg? now I'm split. I'm going to go Arkansas State.
I'll also do that. Yeah, Arkansas State.
Kobe Suits, S-U-I-T-S, from Louisiana Monroe.
Oh.
Kobe!
1,121 yards. That is your college football
Now, course. Monroe is the Warhawks, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, because Lafayette is the Cajun. Yeah. Did I get those backwards?
Louisiana is the Cajuns.
But Louisiana is Louisiana Lafayette.
I saw one of those play in person at College Station one year as a season opener. I can't remember which one it was. I think they were the Cage. I can't remember.
I'm looking it up.
It's all getting blurry.
Sunbelt, Louisiana Raging Cajun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Very good.
And the Louisiana Monroe Warhawks.
All right. Coming up. That's a good quiz.
Yeah.
Coming up, Harry Caray will join us. If we have time, Chris will tell us how you should not even bother watching the Georgia-Alabama game because it really doesn't count.
It doesn't mean anything.
And I will also tell you that Pete and I are very, very excited to have MyPillow here as part of the show. Mike Lindell has done it all, both with MyPillow, the mattress toppers, the towels. But the sheets are unbelievable. Mm. He created these Giza Dreams bed sheets, the finest cotton from like Africa. It's unbelievable. Breathable, soft. It's like silk, but it's cotton.
Yeah.
Silky. It's a silky smooth cotton at MyPillow and their Giza Dreams bed sheets. Unbelievable. I just slide right in there.
You don't want to get out. You don't want to get out of bed.
Nope.
It's unbelievable. And Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And the first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, oh, my God, you will never, ever, ever want to sleep on anything else, honestly. The Giza Dream sheets come in a variety of sizes, by the way, and colors. A lot of people think it's just all, about king size. No, they come in a variety of sizes and colors. And Mike is making a special offer for our listeners. You will receive 2-for-1 low price plus free shipping.
Free shipping. You can't beat it. So for the MyPillow Giza Dreams bed sheets and everything else they have, you can either call or you can check out their website. Whatever's more convenient for you. Their phone number is 800-665-3794 or their website, MyPillow.com. Whether you use the phone number or the website, make sure you remember our promo code so that we get credit for the purchase.
Yeah.
All right?
Absolutely.
ESPN 99.3. Just ESPN 99.3. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-665-3794. Use the promo code ESPN 99.3. One more time, 800-665-3794 or MyPillow.com and use the promo code ESPN 99.3.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
I'm Craig Sheeman, along with Pete Shepard. It's the Sheeman and Shepard Show on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. You know, our next guest, Pete, is getting big. He's getting bigger and bigger. There are always texts after he leaves the airwaves with people laughing, but he's now getting texts ahead of his appearance. People are pulling over in the rain waiting for this segment so they don't miss it.
Yeah. And before it comes down, because I wonder if Harry knows this, a quick little nugget about 25 or 6 to 4, the great song by Chicago. Everybody thinks it has this big hidden thing. Blah, you know, what does it mean? I'll tell you what it means. If you saw the documentary, it's really simple. The lead singer, and I forget his name is Casey Brennan. But anyway, short version. He couldn't figure out, had insomnia, was writing a song, couldn't figure it out. I was trying to put words together for a song. And every time I looked up at the clock, it was either 25 minutes to 4 in the morning or 6 minutes to 4 in the morning. So eventually, he just called the song 25 or 6 to 4. How about that?
That's a fun fact.
It is. It's not like this big, deep, hidden meeting.
No. All right. Yeah. Let's welcome Harry. And you know, people are even asking, ask Harry for the pick on the Cowboys card. I mean, he's getting huge.
Did Harry, I heard President Trump wanted Harry up on stage with him today.
That could be true. Ladies and gentlemen,
hey,
of Southwest Florida, Harry Carey.
Harry.
Hey, guys. How's it going on a Friday afternoon?
It's a little wet out there.
How are you?
I'll tell you what, it's rated cats and hot dogs out here. It's treacherous.
Yes. Drive safe.
Oh,
I always drive safe. I actually have a car from Europe. I drive on the right side of the car.
Yeah?
I just prefer to do it that way.
Oh, all right. Do you have any kind of motorcade like President Trump had through Fort Myers today?
I heard about that. President Trump was here.
Yeah.
I'm hoping I could join him for a nice, cool Budweiser, but apparently I had to get in and out.
Yeah, it was a quick trip.
Yeah, back to Ocala.
Your Bills really let you down on Monday night, didn't they?
Yeah, your Bills let
me. Was that Tuesday?
They let me down on Tuesday. I put some Skittles on them.
I think it was a little bit off of the score on that one, fellas.
Yeah.
That's okay.
It happens.
So are we.
55 to negative 5.
Out of the woodshed by. But you know what? I did learn one thing.
What's that?
Is that fellow they got playing quarterback, they got a guy that can fly. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Josh Norman.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty special.
Yeah.
That poor fellow giving up about 60 pounds to that Frankenstein. Mr. Henry, that guy is no joke. I'll tell you that.
Pretty good.
Kicked him out the club.
I'm not picking that game this week. I'm scared to see what Patrick Mahomes is going to do.
Yeah.
He's caught the quarterback. You know that?
He's pretty decent.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
He's got a great head of hair on him, too. Just like Trevor Lawrence.
You know? It's not just like Trevor Lawrence.
But they're a little different, but yeah.
You should see Chris.
Looks like one of a kid's stuffed animals. Quite humorous. I like it, though. It's fun.
You should see Chris's mullet, Harry.
Yeah, Chris is growing a mullet.
Oh, Chris, you go little business in the front and poverty in the back, huh?
Exactly, yes, because I'm a fun guy, but I need to be serious at times, too.
Okay. Yeah, I like that, too. I want to be serious, but I'm still here to party, you know?
Yeah.
So, I heard you guys talk about Rocky Mountain oysters earlier. Heck, I love oysters, getting right out of the ocean. They're a powerful aphrodisiac, too. They're one of my favorite things to eat.
Yeah. Harry, do you know what a Rocky Mountain oyster is? It doesn't come from the water.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you get it out of the ocean, and you shuck it, and you...
No.
You suck it down, right?
No.
It's a bison testicle, Harry.
What? Craig, that is the craziest thing I've ever heard. Who's out here eating testicle?
Pete Shepard.
Pete Shepard eats bison testicle.
I wouldn't even eat testicles if you washed it down with an ice cool Budweiser.
Well, they have a testicle festival in Ohio.
My friend. You're a braver man than I am. I'm not allowed to eat testicles, I'll tell you that.
There's a testicle festival in Ohio, Harry.
I'm not going to that.
Test- Popsicle Festival? That sounds like a great name from a fantasy football team. I'm on pages this week. Popsicle Festival. So, guys, why don't we get into it?
Sure, sure.
Hey, Craig.
Yes.
How are you feeling about the Lions game this weekend?
They got the Jaguars. It's a game they should win, but probably won't. That's how I feel about it.
Oh, that's funny. I feel the same way. You know them Lions. They lose the games they're supposed to win, and they win the games they're supposed to lose. I'm glad they didn't lose last week on the bye. Yeah. I had my fingers crossed. I was a little bit worried.
Yeah, they made it through the bye okay.
Yeah. That's good. Well, I'm going to go. I'm going to go Jaguars 34.
Yeah.
Detroit 10.
Okay. Okay.
Nice. Okay. I like that.
I hope it's not that. I'm pulling for you. I'm pulling for you, Craig, but I just don't know.
Yeah.
They got me dumbfounded and bamboozled. I don't ever know what that's like.
Totally good. And you know what? They'll probably lead 10-0 at some point and then lose 34-10. Yes.
That's right. That's what they do.
Yeah.
Get out to the good lead and then it looks like they just stop playing.
Yeah.
It's exactly what they do.
I think it's over.
Hey, Pete!
Yes!
I feel like we picked this game already. Weren't they supposed to play this game once before?
Yeah, it was a little delay. There was a little delay. Cam Newton had COVID, and Bill Murray, not the comedian, but Bill Murray, they're all three of them are back.
Well, that's good. You know what? I think I'm going to stick with my pick, but I think that Bill Belichick had a little bit of extra time. I think I had Patriots by 100.
You did.
I'm going Patriots by 150.
Okay. Sounds about right.
Favorite by 10.
A little bit. He had that extra time to get ready. I think it's going to be even worse for the Broncos.
Yep. Yeah, could be. Could be.
Or John Elway.
Yeah, right.
John Elway, I feel like it needs to do something with that piece.
Yeah.
He gets older, they just keep getting bigger. It's kind of scary.
John Elway with a piece.
Oh, man.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Harry.
How you feeling about the Dolphins this weekend?
I feel pretty good about the Dolphins. It's the lowly Jets, right?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen a football team worse than the Jets.
Yeah.
And how about if Gay still has a job? I have no idea.
Me neither.
How would you fix him?
What I would do is I'd relegate him down to Division I, and I'd put Alabama, Nick Saban.
Trade places. That's good.
Then we can at least see where the rest of the AFC East is at.
Yeah. That's true.
What do you think the score of the game's going to be, Chris?
I think the Dolphins win pretty comfortably. I'll say Dolphins 31, Jets 10.
You know what? I'm going to have to agree with you with one caveat.
Yeah.
What's that?
I think the Dolphins are going to have 51 and the Jets are going to have 0.
Okay. Going big.
I think I'm going to start Preston Williams again at fantasy football.
That's a nice play.
Heady
play.
I like that play
right there.
Yeah.
Normally I would, but the rest of the team's injured or COVID, so I got to go with my COVID squad again.
Okay.
If you would have told me I'd have been starting Carson Wentz and Preston Williams in week 5 or week 6 or whatever week we're in, yeah. I would have told you you were crazy, but it's happening.
It's happening.
It's 2020.
It's longer, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Well, guys, we had a few laughs.
Yes, we did.
Looking forward to what you got. Yeah. Good luck to everybody this weekend, except, of course, the Patriots. Comes with.
Bye, Harry. Thank you, Harry.
Good job. I just got Dopey wanted to know how Harry felt about seltzer beer. Sorry, I just saw that.
That's all right.
Okay, we'll ask him next
Well,
week.
Bud Light makes a seltzer, so I'm sure that would be the seltzer that Harry would go to.
Sure. Yeah.
And didn't Coors Light come out with one this week?
I don't know if they've come out with it or they announced that they're coming out with it, but yeah, that's a thing. And you know what? To follow up that, I saw that Coca-Cola is making a hard cola.
Oh, what are they going to put in it? Like,
well, it's the same thing. Like it's just like or? It's like a like a malt Roman liquor Coke? Type.
Yeah,
oh. Yeah.
That huh. could be a big seller. I would think.
Yeah, it could be.
I would think
it could be disgusting.
They make vodka sodas in a can now. There's that company that does it.
High Noon. It's delicious.
Yeah, I haven't tried it.
Delicious.
Take it from Chris.
They've got a pineapple right. flavor.
Yeah, I like anything but pineapple. But I
you don't like pineapple?
No, I've never really liked pineapple.
He'll go to Hawaii. He won't eat a pineapple.
Yeah, who doesn't like pineapple?
Everybody loves pineapple. I got one sitting in my house right now.
I like it on the grill.
Well, it's delightful on a grill.
I like it on a grill.
Delightful on the grill.
It's not my. I just don't. I've never really. Pineapple and grapefruit, I've never liked. Every other fruit, I love every other fruit.
I'll do a barbecue chicken on the grill, grill the pineapple, sprinkle a little brown sugar on top of the pineapple when I pull it off the grill, put all that on the chicken breast.
Yep.
A delight.
Yep.
Brown chicken.
I agree.
See, I like pineapple on the pizza. I know that that's a bit of a divisive.
It's not a Hawaiian pizza.
Just, well, I don't even have to have the ham or the pepperoni or the whatever. I love the pineapple and the
you and
it's
my
delicious.
Sister Andrea. God, I don't know how you do it. And she was
it's good.
She loved it.
Look, it's a nice change of pace every once in a while.
Right.
Regular.
I don't order it regularly, but about once every year, I'll say, I want a Hawaiian pizza. About once a year, I'll say, I want a barbecue chicken pizza.
Right. Very good. All right. If you missed these cooking tips just tuning in, or missed Harry Caray just a moment ago, or missed any of the show today when we spent an hour talking about Rocky Mountain oysters, which are testicles.
Good show today.
You can download the Sheeman Shepherd On Demand feature. Get it at 99.3ESPN.com. It's also free, the 99.3ESPN app, or wherever you get your podcasts. What you got next? Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3ESPN and the 99.3ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
All right, here you go with What You Got on this day in history, October 16th. Well, in history. Today's 2020, of course. But let's see here.
Thank you.
Yeah, just thought I'd give you a quick check there. 1925, Angela Lansbury was born. Murder.
Oh.
She wrote.
What Disney movie did she star in?
I don't recall off the top of my head.
Some animation.
I still don't recall. I can't think of it.
Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Never
I didn't even know that was a movie.
Yeah, yes. I've never heard of it.
Yes, you have. Okay. Remember, they're on the bed. The bed was like a magical bed. Which
and there were broomsticks?
A crazy saying she would say, like, hickory dickory dock. It wasn't that.
Oh, the mouse ran up the clock.
No, but it wasn't.
The clock struck one.
It was something like that.
She fell for fun, hickory dickory dock. I know that. Yeah, that's a great nursery rhyme.
I'm going to have to do some weekend research and get myself some homework, because on this day in 1921, Babe Ruth, Bob Musil, and Bill Piercy defied Commissioner Landis's ban on the World Series. So Babe Ruth was banned from the World Series, and he played anyway? That's what I got from that. Mm-hmm. I got to look into that. That's fascinating. 1968, the Milwaukee Bucks' first ever game. They lost to the Bulls, 89-84. And in 1991, the Mavericks, former Michigan player Roy Tarpley, seventh player ever to be banned for life from the NBA for the anti-drug agreement.
He was a big cokehead.
Yeah. All that stuff's probably legal now. I don't know.
Is not legal now, Craig.
Well, do they test for everything he did in the
NBA? I don't know, but it's not legal.
Okay.
Let's not put that out there.
Okay, I wasn't trying to.
Well, I was told on the radio.
Bad attitude. What's a bed knob? Look at the movie. Go look up the movie. I bet most of you have seen it.
All right, Pete Shepard, what you got?
I'll update our Twitter poll. Got a couple questions today. If forced to have one, start with a second. Have you ever had Rocky Mountain oysters? 84% said no. 16% said yes. And if forced, the other question, if forced to have one, which way are you going, Rocky Mountain oysters or liver? Liver wins out 62% to 38%.
Yeah.
I went liver.
Yeah. How about that?
All right.
And one other little thing. Do I have time?
Yeah, you do, actually. Right, Chris?
Problem with Torrey Smith. I don't know if you guys saw this. Hilarious story from Torrey Smith. The ex-NFL receiver says his mom accidentally smashed his college MVP awards. This after she kept him safe for a decade. Two-time Super Bowl champ said after he won the prize trophies during his career at Maryland, his mom agreed to hang on to them, and he got a nice. She had a nice place to display them. And Smith said he finally accomplished that goal recently. So his mom went on her way to bring them to his pad on Friday. The problem, Smith says, she tripped going down the stairs with the trophies and they smashed into pieces.
Hate when that happens.
And I'm looking at the photos now.
It's made of glass, like crystal.
Yeah, the heads fell off the awards, and part of the legs get shattered. To his credit, Tori
heads
was
are falling off.
Tori was all smiles about the incident afterward, despite losing the coveted award, saying, "quote He made it 10 years, and 10 yards away from where they're going to be placed."
That's too bad.
Oh man,
tough one.
There's a picture.
They're headless.
Yeah.
All right, crystal ball, you got a stone cold lock of the night?
I do. I am down below 60%. 55-37-2 year to date. I do. I got the whole slate to choose from this weekend. We will go over 64 in the North Carolina-Florida State game on Saturday. Over 64. I like what Travis is doing with Florida State. I think Sam Howell in that offense, it opened up last weekend.
Okay.
See this game getting into the 70s.
High school football tonight? Coming
up at 630, Lehigh Naples, I believe.
Okay, very good.
No, it's Palmetto Ridge and Golden Gate.
Well, which is
I lied. It's Palmetto Ridge and Golden Gate.
Okay, very good. That'll do it, everybody. Have yourself a great weekend. Enjoy your Friday night.
Enjoy.
For Chris, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman, quoting Aaron Rodgers. Appreciate the all-time greats like me while you have me. Have a great weekend. God bless America and the world.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.